Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached Lilydale Radio. This is Reverend John White from Journeys of the Light. Welcome, everyone, to our little town called Lilydale, New York, a very amazing town where in the summertime, thousands of people come here as a retreat and also come here to develop their intuition and get healings, and also become aware of their own spiritual gifts. Here in Lilydale, in the summertime, there is approximately 50 mediums on staff, and they've all been tested. So what is a medium? A medium is somebody who communicates with beings on the other side of life. So in the Bible, it's called the ability to discern the spirit. And some mediums also have what is known as the gift of prophecy, being able to tell of future possibilities. Now, when you come and see a medium, all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. So let me tell you the difference. And so being a psychic is a part of your intuition. And it works through the five modalities of seeing, which is called clairvoyance, hearing, which is called clairaudience, smelling and tasting, which is called clairgustion, and also clairsentience. So that is our psychic ability. And everybody has psychic ability. In fact, I'm not trying to be funny, but if there's a right side of your brain, and I mean that literally, then you are psychic. Now, some people have access to that intuition, and some people have to work on it, but it is definitely all there. So what I'm trying to say to you, it is a learned skill. Now, everybody until the age of approximately 3.5 years old, perhaps 4, produces a lot of what is known as alpha brain waves. Now, when we meditate, we produce those brain waves, and those brain waves are associated with the right side of the brain. And it is our intuition that comes from the right side of the brain, that from that part of the brain. Now, Einstein said that imagination is more powerful than knowledge. So an intuitive person is also a person who knows how to use their imagination, but use it in a very special way. So when we meditate, we go to the same place that we go to when we're a child, produce the same brain waves that we produce when we're a child. Or you could say we produce the same brain waves that we produce when we're in a light sleep. And so learning how the intuitive brain works is a very special skill that we teach here at Lilydale. We like to call it helping people to become more intuitively literate. So you all know what academic literacy is. You know, the 3 R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. But there's also something called intuitive literacy, and that is being able to use your intuitive mind. Well, I've been listening to a film recently on Einstein, and so here's another Einstein saying, the intuitive brain is a sacred gift, and the rational brain is a faithful servant. And so by learning how to work with our intuition, our imagination, that is where your genius is. For instance, you imagine everything you do in life before you do it, you imagine it, okay? And so there's a type of meditation that's called mindfulness. Now, mindfulness is really a Buddhist meditation, but it has entered mainstream psychology. And this is how mindfulness works. For instance, you're not your thoughts, you have thoughts. I always love to ask the question, do you believe everything you think? And guess what? If you do, you're in trouble. Because most of us spend a lot of time thinking a lot of nonsense. Okay? And so mindfulness is learning how to observe yourself, think, and being able to tell the difference between your nonsense and what is truth. Now, just like you're not your thoughts, you have thoughts, and you learn how to observe them. Intuition, you have intuition, and you can learn how to observe your intuition. Well, let's take it one step further. You are not your emotions. You have emotions. You're not your physical body or your five senses. You have a physical body with five senses. So learning how to become mindful is learning how to tune into what is known as the different frequencies. For instance, a rational thought, just like any other thought, is the manifestation of energy, and it gives out a frequency. An intuitive thought gives out a frequency. An emotional thought gives out a frequency. And so by learning how to be aware of it through our feelings, through our clairsentient ability, the frequency of the different thoughts, then we're able to tell the difference between a rational thought, an emotional thought, and an intuitive thought. Now, being a medium is being able to tune into or be aware of people coming from the other side of life. Now, being psychic is an active thing. For instance, it's called remote viewing also in some schools. So if you say someone's name to me who's physically living, by just hearing their name with good intentions, I can go visit those people and tell you what's going on with their life. Well, very similar to what is known as being a medical intuitive. And that was my original training many, many, many years ago, just like Edgar Cayce. So that's an active thing. And of course, it's also known as remote viewing. So that's the psychic ability. That's the psychic part of it. Now, the mediumship part is being able to vibrate on a higher frequency, but using the same modalities of seeing, clairvoyance, hearing, clairaudience, smelling and tasting, clairsentience, and also being aware of how to interpret what you are getting. And of course, there's also clairaudience, which means intuitively hearing. So how people on the other side of life communicate with us is they come into our energy, and we are able to, through the natural law of frequency, discern who is with us. Now, in the Bible, that's called the ability to discern the spirit, or another way of putting it, being able to discern the energy, because they give themselves away by their energy. Now, first of all, everybody is psychic. I am not more psychic than anybody else. Person who has studied and learned how to tell the difference between an intuitive thought and a rational thought. I'm a person who has learned how to tell the difference between a rational thought and a thought coming from an angel or one of my relatives who have passed on. Now, how people on the other side of life communicate with us is they simply think at us. And when you're able to tell the difference between your grandmother thinking of you who has passed on, or you thinking of your grandmother, okay? So how do you tell the difference? Well, it's mostly through a feeling, through a vision. Now, there is no such thing as a learning disability. There's only an inability to be taught the way that you learn. And so meditation is a very important foundation of all these things, but we're not here to tell you what type of meditation would work for you because, you know, your higher mind already has given you ideas of what type of meditation would work for you. So meditation is important, though, because remember that when you meditate, you go into the right side of the brain, you start producing those alpha brain waves, and you start producing a higher frequency, and you become very, very receptive. You know, remember the sayings of Jesus that in order for you to enter the kingdom of God, you have to become like a child. That means you have to be able to imagine and believe like a child. Now, in civilizations where they were not where people are not developed in the academic skills, they work more out of the right side of the brain. And that's why the different tribes or different indigenous peoples of the world, they're very intuitive and they use their intuition as part of their survival. Because of the academic world, we also use the other side of the brain now. Well, thank God that we do have a left brain and a right brain. So what I'm trying to say to you, it is important to, of course, develop your academic skills, but it is also important for you to develop your intuitive skills. So in quantum physics, 1 and 1 isn't 2, it's 3. So when you have a combination of academic skills plus intuitive skills, then you awaken your higher self. And your higher self is a part of you that taps into your genius. And so we hope that you meditate in the way that works for you. And we're going to take a few calls in a few moments from you to follow your own intuition, to follow your own path of meditation, to follow that. And when you follow that, then you will awaken that side of the brain. Okay, and so we're going to take a call. And if, for those of you who would like to call in, we have several on the line, but you can call in at 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. Okay, so I'm going to the call for now, who has the first area code of 805. Okay, can you hear me?
Thank you, John. Yes, very interesting what you're saying, and I just started meditating, so I look forward to that. Yeah, getting more, psychic myself. This is Donna. Hi, John.
Hi, Donna. Where are you phoning from?
From Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful. Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have a story or a question? What would you like us to
do? I have a question. My niece just called me. I have no money right now. I kind of, spent my money 2 months in advance, so I don't have money for the next couple months. And, doing a lot of clearing work and this and that. And I just got a call from my niece in Atherton, California, where she lives and takes care of someone, a younger girl. And she said she met this man, he's 92, and she says that he might need some help. So maybe, she's going to talk to him about me coming up there and living with him and helping him out, and I could make some money that way.
Before we go any further now, the less I know, the easier this is, okay?
So oh, sure.
Say the name of the man that you're going to think you're going to help, and I'll go visit him and I'll find out. Go ahead.
I think it was Laurel or something like that. I'm not positive. She had given me the name.
Okay, let's go to your who gave you that suggestion about going to see that
Brittany.
Man with your daughter?
Brittany gave me that. Brittany.
Okay, let me go, Britt. Okay, I believe I'm in the man's energy right now. He does need a lot of care. Okay?
Yes.
He's a little bit stubborn, but maybe that comes with age. Okay. But he's a little bit stubborn, but he does need a lot of care. So you'd have to help him to make sure he takes his medicine, I'm being told. Okay. The offer's not going to stick around for a long time. So you got to make a decision soon.
Right. Well, she has to talk to him tomorrow to see if I can come up there and live there and take care of him. Yeah.
Okay. Now he's a little bit shy at first. Okay.
Okay.
Don't misunderstand this. He's going to want to check you out first, which is normal, right?
That's fine.
Okay. He has his own little, he has his own little ways, and he's a little bit moody, and he's a little bit stubborn. But he's a good man. Why do I get a feeling he has children?
No, he has no family at all.
Oh.
Yeah, none. And he has one contact on his phone. Yeah, there's nobody
there
in his life.
There must be people that, if it's not children, then it must be some young adults that he was close to. But it is true that he has no one to take care of him. Now, I get a feeling whoever these young adults are, I don't mean to be crude, but they don't have time to take care of him. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that sounds. Yeah. Is your father passed on?
Yes, he has, John.
Okay. The reason why I asked that question, I think I got a message from him. Did you ever hear the saying, you just got this offer from the horse's mouth? Okay, you have to have
what?
A sense of humor.
I don't get it.
If somebody said to you, you just got this from the horse's mouth, what do you think that means? What does that saying mean?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that saying.
Okay. Well, let's say if you're betting on a race, and
uh-huh.
the horse and the that oh you just got from the horse's mouth who's gonna win. Okay?
Oh, that it's the real thing. It's the real thing then.
Yeah, well, it's a saying. That's a very positive saying. Okay. Yeah. So it means you should really go ahead and do it. You should really go and do it.
Oh. Oh, good. I'll do it then. Yeah.
Okay,
wonderful.
So when do you find out? When do you find out?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow she's going to talk to him.
Okay. Now, the other thing is I realize he needs his privacy. Okay?
Right. She said he's very independent. He's very independent.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you can work around that.
Definitely.
You can work around that. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how to cook?
Yeah, I'm not a real good cook, though, but I can make simple things like chicken and salmon and things like that, but nothing real, you know,
okay.
fancy.
Well,
I'm
asking you that question with a sense of humor because he's probably going to ask that.
Oh. Well, I could always get recipes, huh?
Yeah. Well, obviously, he's on a very simple diet anyway. You know.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is there any? Is there? Okay. We have to go. Okay. Thank you very much for calling us.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. Okay. So perhaps we'll get to some more people on the line. We have more people on the line waiting and people phoning in. And the phone number is 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. Okay. And so this is Journeys of the Light, one of several radio shows that is coming to you from downtown Lilydale, New York. Now, right now, at this time also, you could tune into the Healing Temple. The Healing Temple is having a program where there is healing going on. And in a little while, there's going to be another Friday night. Celeste Elliott, one of our amazing mediums here at Lilydale, will be teaching a class that Judith Rochester used to teach. But right now, Elias is taking the reins, and we'll be doing that online also. And if you want to know about other things that are happening here at Lilydale, go to lilydaleassembly.com. LilydaleAssembly.com. And so we were talking about mediumship. And again, we like to help people to become mediums here in Lilydale. Now, Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world. And it was started by free thinkers, Unitarian people. And in the days of Lilydale, Susan B. Anthony, who was one of the amazing people that helped to get women's rights, used to stay here and live here in Lilydale. And also the Underground Railroad is not too far away from here, where this they would help the slaves go into Canada. And also the Mormon Church started not too far from here. And also it was called the Burnt Over Area, which simply means that all the religions would come through here. So it's something magical about this whole area, because we're not far also from Niagara Falls. Now, Lilydale is on a piece of land that used to be called Turtle Island. And this is where the North American natives had their meetings and had their things here. And so in Lilydale, we love to teach you how to develop the different gifts of the spirit. And by developing the gifts of the spirit, it really becomes a companion to you in life. Now, we all have different gifts of the spirit. So for instance, we all have natural talents also. So there is natural talent that you have, and there are people who need people who are just like you, who have that natural talent. And when you use that natural talent, what happens is, and you develop that natural talent, then people will seek you out, and they will hire you, and that's called prosperity. But when you use your natural talent also to serve humanity, what happens is that you could say that you leave your imprints on the sands of time. You honor your family and your creator. So there are natural talents that we all have. And also, there are natural talents in the spiritual world, the different gifts of the spirit. Now, there's many, many different gifts. For instance, there's a gift of what we may call inspirational writing. For instance, if you came to see someone like me, and if I could just as easily write as I'm talking to you, and as I'm writing as I'm talking to you, I'm using the same modality of being a clairvoyant, which means being able to see and being intuitive, but I'm writing, okay? And that's called inspirational writing. Now, I'm using the same five modalities. And in those five modalities, it can open up all sorts of different skills. So for instance, people who write books, who write plays, who write poetry, who write music, are also using that part of their mind, that very special creative part of their mind. And we could also get to have access to that part of our mind in dreams at night. And there is a special type of dream that we may consider and call lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming. And a lucid dream is that when you're dreaming at night, and all of a sudden inside the dream, you become aware that you're dreaming. Okay? And in that part of your mind, you can have access and be aware of ancestors who have passed on, who can come and inspire you. And also be aware a different angel is communicating with you. Here's one of Rumi's poems. I love Rumi's poems. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Do not go back to sleep. You must ask what you really want. People are coming and going across the door sill where the two worlds meet. Okay? So, in our lucid dreaming, we become aware we're between this world and the next world. And so another gift of the spirit is, of course, the gift of healing. Now, in today's world, a lot of people are familiar with what is known as Reiki healing. It's really energy healing. Another gift of the spirit is the gift of wisdom. The gift of wisdom. You could say that Einstein had the gift of wisdom, and he pursued it through his beautiful imagination. There's also the gift of knowledge, being aware of higher forms of intelligence and knowledge. There's also the gift of, you could say, inspirational speaking. There's also the gift of teaching, being able to impart what you know to other people. And there are many, many, many different gifts of the spirit. I have a book from India that actually lists 100 different gifts of the spirit. But we're just talking about the ones that most people are common of or aware of. And so the gift of mediumship is a very important part. Now listen, all these different gifts of the Spirit are for the purpose of encouraging and healing and helping people. So it's all for the purpose of healing. And in the early Christian church, they would stand up and they would give prophecy and they would give messages for the purpose of encouraging and inspiring people. So our message to you today is to learn how to meditate. Learn what works for you. I remember when the Beatles went off to India and they learned how to meditate. And that's when I learned how to meditate way back in 1972. And it was the most intelligent thing I ever learned, because I get to use another part of my mind, and I got to use it in a very, 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 very special way. So I encourage you to meditate. And I also encourage you to find out what type of meditations would work for you. Now, one of the popular meditations that are happening in right now all over the world, again, is called mindfulness, learning how to observe yourself think, okay? And that gets into, just briefly I want to say, what is known as your higher self. Now, when Jesus said, "He that is in you is greater than he who is in the world," it simply means that the Spirit that is in you is greater than the physical body that you occupy in the world. And by learning how the higher mind thinks, when you meditate, you begin to have access to the higher mind, to the higher thinking, to the higher inspiration. Beautiful imagination of yours, and you get to use it in a very, 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 very special way. You know, one of our deepest fears is that it is our fears that keep us back, you know? And how do you spell fear? False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. So we encourage you to meditate, to pray, and we encourage you to let your life be an example for other people. So our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be? Intuitive, creative, and intelligent. Who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your fears, evidence appearing real, your very presence automatically liberates others. So, my friend, let me just say goodnight from Journeys of the Light. This is Reverend John White from Lilydale, New York. And until we meet again, may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you. May God hold you in the palm of his hands. Good night from Lilydale.